Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Thank God it's Monday, blah, 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 blah. I'm out here doing this every damn day. Every single day I gotta walk. Every single day I gotta walk. And though my energy is up, I feel good. Had a day off, indulging, putting on the weight, put the weight back on. Woke up today, scale was 212.4 or something. Last Sunday, it was 212.0. But after walking last Sunday, I went down to 207.0 last Monday. I went from 212.0 to 207.2 or something like that. There may have been factors involved in those numbers, but anyway, the numbers went up yesterday during my day of rest and indulging. You might note there's some nasal stuff going on. I got some, I don't know if it's post-nasal drip or mucus or whatever. I got some of that going on. Really light. Might have been because of the air conditioning. But I can feel it going back in my throat. Took a Claritin yesterday, last night. Probably take one today, just in case. Even though the weather is sunny and clear, the weather report actually showed clouds, but I don't know what that's about. Could be the air conditioning, whatever. But I definitely got something going on, back of my throat. A little bit of nasal funniness. I wouldn't call it irritation or pressure. Just I can feel stuff going on up there. So I may take my nasal spray and go. But thank goodness it's Monday. I'm back from my resting indulgence. I needed it. I slept a lot. I feel good, even though my attitude ain't all that good right now. The energy is there. I'm physically there. But mentally, I'm like, what's the point? 5 days of this. 5 days of work to get 2 days off that I'm probably going to regret. I got to start filling my weekends with something a little bit more productive and a little bit less wallowing. I definitely got to do that. Because I feel good, there's no doubt. I am good, there's no doubt. Just trying to reach a level of perfection. Strive to a level of perfection that none of us will ever attain. Perfection isn't about achieving. Perfection is about striving. So we never know what perfection really is, and perfection is relative. We don't know. Perfection is relative and probably subjective, and probably changes from day to day, from time to time. So what's perfect today may not be perfect tomorrow. Perfect is just a concept, an ideal, a subjective ideal. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do on my weekend. I can't just be, oh, thank God it's Friday. I ain't going to see nobody for 2 days. And with Instacart, forget it. With Instacart going on, forget it. I can get all my goodies and staples and stuff delivered. Pizzas and juju fish and fig Newtons, potato chips, French onion dip. No, I'll take that back. French onion soup and sour cream. Made my own dip yesterday. Ooh, it was on. Watch my Netflixes and my Amazon Primes and my YouTubes. Just chill. Slept, rest. I needed it. And I feel good. I feel physically energized. Mentally, I'm still wallowing. Mentally, I'm like, why are we going through this? Mentally, I'm like, why are we doing this? Every day, what's the point? And then I realize when I get on that scale Monday morning and I see that number I don't like every Monday morning. So I get out here and do this, walking every damn day. What's this about? All I do is walk and work. That's probably not true, considering I just got back from New Orleans, and Barcelona, and Copenhagen, and London. There's been some other activities. But it feels like it sometimes, damn it. And as we all know, feeling like it's just as good as real. If it feels like it, and you can't tell the difference from it, how do you know it's not real? It's real to me. It's real to me, that's all that counts. No, that's not all that counts. There's more to it. There's a lot more to it. You gotta remember that. So, I may be in this kind of mood, that kind of mood, for whatever reason. But I'm out here. I'm out here. I didn't get my steps in yesterday. I didn't care. Yesterday was a disposable day. I just made that up. Not sure if the word even fits, disposable. But I'm back on it today. I like the way my energy feels, even though my attitude ain't caught up with it yet. Start off on a Monday. I'm worried about my nasals. There's stuff going on. You hear me ramping up for Monday. Ramping up for the week. Got nothing planned but work. Nothing extracurricular. Well, I go to the dentist tomorrow. That'll be fun. Go to the dentist tomorrow at 9 a.m. Get that whole project started again. Root canals, extractions, crowns, replacements, implants, etc. Start that party all over. Probably gonna take a year or so to get it all finished up. So, I think we're just gonna go in for the cleaning tomorrow, the regular checkup. We gotta start off with that. And then back on the plan. They'll probably wanna do a root canal or something tomorrow, if I know them. And I'm ready for it. I'm like, let's go, let's get it going. Let's get the party started. And do that, leave there, try to get some steps in before work. And I'm not sure if I have a 9 a.m. appointment, do I shower and wash before I go? Should at least brush my teeth, huh? Should I shower and wash before I go to a dental appointment? I guess I should. Haven't slept all night. If I sweat it, would they care? As soon as I get done with the dental appointment, I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna try to get steps in. I gotta figure that out. If there's any time to get steps in, I might just have to finish up the dental appointment, walk home, start work. And then I might have to walk after work. So that'll be something. That's something to look forward to. That's the highlight of my week. A dental appointment. How you like that? Or do you? Or do I? Who knows? I do feel good. I do feel good. Physically, I feel good. I feel rested. I feel like I'm physically got my energy back. Mentally has to catch up. And I'm starting to, mentally my attitude needs to be, it'll need to be nothing, but mentally my attitude could be adjusted probably. Well, not adjusted, I don't know what the word. I guess my attitude could be more in line with the direction in which I'd like to go today. I don't know what to say. Because if my attitude is one way, maybe it's supposed to be that way. If I'm feeling some kind of this, maybe I'm supposed to. So you can't really say. say go with your gut. So that's what that means. Today ain't gonna be a happy day. Today gonna be like this, whatever like this is for that particular day. Every day can't be happy. Every day ain't supposed to be happy, for crying out loud. Who the hell wants it to be happy every day? Even though for the most part, I am pretty much happy every day. I guess it's easy for me to say that since I am happy every day. It's easy for somebody who is happy every day to say it's okay not to be happy every day. But it is okay not to be happy every day. You need balance. You need balance in everything, for crying out loud. Can't be happy all the damn time. Like Prince said, life is just a party, and parties weren't meant to last. If a party was meant to last forever, it wouldn't be called a party. We give it another name. We call it a transition or something. We would call it something completely different. We wouldn't call it a vacation if it lasted forever. We wouldn't call it a weekend if it didn't end on Monday. And we don't want it to last all the time. We don't want it to last. We want it to be in its own little moment. It's not supposed to last. It's supposed to have its own moment and end. And we're supposed to find our excitement, pleasure, entertainment, joy, blah, blah, from knowing that it's not gonna last. We're gonna go out. We're gonna have this fun for these 2 days. And then we're going to go back to work. Hopefully we're going back to work to a job that we can tolerate or even like. And hopefully people ride in the walking lane. I just move over. I don't even want to deal with them. So I just move over. Let them do what they want to do. Don't talk to me. Don't even wave. I got an attitude. I got a little bit of attitude. Don't even try to wave or be friendly, because you ride in the walking lane. I just move over. I just take them out the mix. I just take their decision making out of the mix. You stay where you at. Stay away from me. I don't care what you don't know, what you don't think. If you're doing it right, if you're worried about it, if you apologize, if you excuse me, doesn't matter. Don't talk to me. Keep doing what you're doing. Leave me alone. You stay over there in your thing. I'll move. Keep going. Bye. Have a good day. See? My energy is up, but my attitude is still a little bit, you know, going in another direction. Not going in the Happy Jeffy direction. My attitude is trying to go in like a more playful, blah, 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 what's the point direction. Because I'm out here every day. Every single day. And I think I talked about it on my other one. It has to be every day. You got to be out here every day. We've evolved to where our lifestyles in our regular day routine. If you see, I wash my hat and my jacket. I put the jacket in the kitchen sink and soaked it in some water with some Dawn for a little bit, just to rinse it out. Not really a good washing, just to rinse out all the sweat. Water was like brown. Water was like deep dark too. A lot came on. I just wanted to rinse it. You know, I ain't worried about it. Rinse the hat too, put it back in the sun. Let it sit out there for an hour or two to dry. You know, just to rinse things off for whatever reason. To get out here and walk. I ain't washed my pants off. They crunchy at the top. I need to retire them, put them in the dirty clothes. And probably need to go out to my mother's where the washing machine is. I love going out to my mother's. I love, for whatever reason, I think it's cool that I take my dirty clothes bag, go to the back of my car. I'm gonna pull in my mother's house. Back in the garage, close the garage door. Car's right there. Washer, she's right there over in the back trunk. And in her garage, I could open my back trunk and let the hatch, you know, swing all the way up. In my garage, I can't. I gotta hold it. So it's nice and convenient to go in her garage, pop it open, let it open. Dirty clothes right there. Pull the dirty clothes out. Put them right into the washing machine. I think that's the coolest thing. But if you live there, you wouldn't do that. If I live there, you just have to walk them outside. You know, we'll have to walk outside. The only way it works is if you don't live there, so that kind of defeats the purpose of owning that. I guess unless you was to take your clothes out the front door, walk them out to the car, put them in the car, it just don't make no sense. Anyway, I'll finish this up later. How about that? Well, yeah, the first thing I did when I woke up this morning, well, not the first thing, but after I got on the scale and see what the damage was from yesterday, and I got that 212 number, I checked to see what the number was last Sunday, going into Monday morning, what the number was Monday morning, and it was 212 also. But when I went out and walked that Monday, I lost almost like 5 pounds. I don't think that's gonna happen this time. I went from like 212 something down to 207 something. I don't think that's gonna happen this time. That was clear and dry. I don't know what's going on up there, but whatever is going on, my body seems to be fighting it and handling it. It doesn't seem to be like it's gonna escalate into a more major sinus or nasal situation. Anyway, so I'm back out here doing it. Out here again, walking. After that day yesterday that I knew was gonna happen, I dreaded it. When I woke up in the morning, I started the party early. I was making pizza at 7:30 in the morning. I put a pizza in the oven at 7:30 in the morning. That's how I get in. I got up out of bed. Put a pizza in the oven. Ate a little bit. And that wasn't the bad part. That part I did good. It's just that after I got back in bed, took a nap, woke up, then ordered Instacart or somewhere in there. I was eating and ordering Instacart. And I may have gotten a little bit overzealous on my Instacarting. I got my Juju fish. I got my Fig Newtons. Kroger brand. I got potato chips, sour cream, and French onion dip. The rest was more healthier foods for the week and whatnot. And when that stuff is in the house, it goes. I eat it. There's no control there. I have no control, so I eat it. And that's probably what gets me into quote unquote trouble with myself, because I don't like when I do that. It's like I blow a whole good week of eating discipline, a whole week of disciplined eating and regulation, just to throw it away in one day. But am I really? I'm not sure, but I like to think that I am. I want to keep that pressure on me, not to do that do that on my days off. It's a balance. You gotta have balance. The only thing I look forward to is my days off to do that, and now I can't do that. What's it all about? Like I said, I'm not gonna stop doing it. The overindulgent eating and the laziness. Maybe because I think I need it during the week, because I'm going so strong during the week. By Friday, I'm tired. Maybe I need to rest and relax. Maybe I need to replenish during those days, mentally and physically. I don't know. But more than likely, I'm not gonna stop doing it. And I probably need to. coming up this weekend. Gonna be a funk jam on Saturday. Hopefully that'll keep me distracted. There'll be food there, but I'll be, you know, activities and moving, and I won't wallow. And I'll get my 10,000 steps in. You know, so that's, and I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I'm definitely gonna go. I'm not gonna go. I gotta go. I gotta go to this one for myself. For myself, I gotta go. And then Sunday, we'll see what we do Sunday. Been back on it come Monday. So I gotta mark myself unavailable for Saturday. This weekend, when I get to work. Because even though I'm not scheduled to work on the weekends, I'm not scheduled to work. I'm officially not scheduled to work anytime. But my penciled in schedule is 12 to 8, Monday through Friday, but that can change. Should something come up or we need cover somewhere else. So I got a mark that I'm unavailable. I'm going to a show. I worked the last two Saturdays. So I should be good. Not that it matters, because it's not like Saturday is the most busiest day in the world. Especially during the summer. My God. In fact, it's almost to a point where you wish the pace would pick up some. It's too slow, ain't good either. So here I am, feeling good. Feeling good on a Monday. Feeling good, energy's up. I can feel my mental coming around. We'll see what Mr. Scale says when I get back. I'll probably be happy with a 209. I'll be happy with a 209. Something. It was 212.4, something like that. So if I get my 2.6, that'll get me down to 2.9 something. And that's all I want. I'll be happy with a 2.9. And then I'll get back on my regimen. Oh, gotta boil my eggs. You know one thing about the portioning? Food lasts a tremendously longer time. The grits I make now, the grits and the link sausages I make, I cut in half. That 5-pack of sausages lasts 10 days now. And the grits, I'm thinking I'm putting in, I think they probably make 4 cups. And I'm eating like a quarter cup. I think at 1 cup, you put in 1 cup of grits, 4 cups of water. I don't know how many cups it makes, but it makes a big bunch, probably 2-3 cups. And I'm only eating a quarter cup a day. So that lasts. Grits out here last for like 2 weeks, something like that. So that's kind of cool with the rationing. And I had to add a egg to it because I wasn't getting enough in my stomach when I was taking the multivitamins. Maybe the multivitamins is helping. You never know. Maybe it's the multivitamins. Drinking water. Well, I've been drinking water. But the egg and rationing of breakfast. I eat my apple. Had my smoothie last night. I did probably eat a lot. I probably did eat a lot yesterday. Let's face it, I probably did. I mean, I had Whoppers, Jiju fish, cookies, Fig Newtons, Jell-O, whipped cream, smoothie, pizza, chicken wing. Okay. I get it, Jeffrey, I get it. It adds up. It probably don't seem like it do when you doing it, but it do. So that's probably where I probably need to do my portioning and regulating and measuring so that I'm aware of all the stuff that I eat. That way I can be aware of everything that I eat. And maybe it has more impact when I'm aware of it. Because as I go back and repeat what I ate just now, seemed like a lot. But I was there when it happened. So what's going on? It's like I forgot. But I was there when it happened. I'll be happy to get down to a 209. I forget where I left off at. But I'll be happy to get down to a 209 when I get today, get back today. And I'm definitely making progress. I know I'm making progress. I know I'm making gain. It's just the setback when I indulge on my days off. I'm trying to be overly hyper aware of it so that it'll have an impact and it'll be on my brain when it comes time for me to get through another weekend coming up. So Saturday, funk music thing. Friday night, it was a funk music thing. I wanted to go see the O Show, and I wanted to go too, but I was beat. I was beat. I was beat. I think I was in bed by 10 o'clock, literally. I think I got off work Friday night, Saturday. Was it Saturday night? Yeah. I got off work Saturday night because I worked Saturday. I was off Friday. So I indulged a little bit, sat Friday, but I got my steps in, so I guess it wasn't so bad. And then Saturday, I worked, but I got off at 7. I was going to go see the O Show, but I was tired. I think I was in bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock. And when I got in bed, got on Facebook, I was just chilling. I just wanted to be horizontal. You know, not necessarily go to sleep, but just be horizontal. So I'm looking on Facebook. And Victor Orlando was broadcasting from the O Show. He was sitting in for the O Show on congas or bongos, whatever. He's the one who played the bongos, congas, and Outstanding. Got bands Outstanding. The L.A. Maggot. Victor Orlando, real cool dude, real cool dude. And I remember him when he was trying to get his Victor TV. He wanted Victor TV. He was asking me about tips and stuff and how to do it. And now he got it down to where, you know, everywhere he goes, he's broadcasting live. And I brought all that up to say, so when I get in bed Friday, I'm tired. I mean, I really wanted to go see Ole and them, but I was just tired. So I get in bed, he broadcasting live. So I'm watching the band. It's like I'm at the show. In fact, I'm like, it's better to be at the show because I'm in my bed. And enjoying it, and I put it on my speakers in the bedroom, so I had a good sound. I'm sitting there watching. I hear Ole and them, and Ole talking stuff on the mic, and you know, running his show, and I was able to hear how his show flows from one song to the other, how it is a show, not just a band coming out, playing one song right after the other. It's a show. It's a cohesive, flowing show. And you can see all the, I don't want to say corny, but I'm going to, the more corny or mainstream people out there dancing, having a good time for like a, I think it was a high school reunion from 82, 83. So you can imagine the kind of people that were there, you know, that age, that demographic, you know, so. And you can see him out there having a good time and only playing that. You know, he wasn't throwing the funk down because it's a high school reunion. You know, he was playing that kind of corny stuff. A little bit, he put a little bit of corny on it. You got to for that, you know, that crowd. But you can still hear the funk under it. And you can hear him doing some funk stuff under it. They played One Nation and stuff. And you can hear him getting that funk in there. With the, you know, music. He plays some country music. He does a little country thing he does with the music. And no diggity. And he just got a nice, it's a show. It's a show. You know, it's just not a jam. It's just not a, you know, band coming out playing song after song. It's like a flowing show. It was good to sit there just to be able to take that in, you know, and not be all in it and being there and being distracted by it, but just to be able to sit there and observe it and flow with it, you know. So that was cool to be able to sit in the bed and listen to that. Thank you, Victor Orlando, for that live feed. And then another friend of mine, Maria, I think Maria Gallo, she was broadcasting. Mike Kelso and them, the Remix Band or something, was doing something too. So I had two live feeds that I was watching these bands play in my bed on Friday night. And it was beautiful. After work. Didn't have to work the next day. No, I did have to work the next day. What day was that? Saturday? I forget what day it was. See, I'm all... I think it was Saturday night that we did that. It must have been Saturday night. I didn't work Sunday. And I was just, oh, God. You know, I was just, oh, God. Then I went to bed. And then what happened was, I went to bed early Saturday because I had to get up early Saturday. I worked 11 to 7, which is an hour earlier than I usually work. So I got off an hour earlier. So I was probably in the bed. I was in the bed an hour early or whatever. So Sunday started early. Hell, I had to party. I was starting to party 6:30 a.m. on Sunday. I was like, bump it, it's a party. Launch sequence, 6:30 a.m. Because I was up. I was like, no sense in trying to go to sleep when you ain't going to be able to. Just, you know, get up, do what you got to do, and go back to sleep again later. That's all you can do. So, I'm making pizza at 7:30 in the morning. That's how my party was. That's how serious my party is. And from that, I knew which way the day was going to go, and I just tried to regulate it. Kept saying in the back of my mind, well, maybe I'll go walking. Maybe I'll go walking. The cool thing about getting the party started like that early, was that at 3, 4 in the afternoon, I was exhausted. At 3 or 4, not exhausted. It's like the day is this day still going. Oh, my God. It's the longest day ever. Even though I was sleeping and eating all day long, the day was just extended. And it felt good. And it felt bad. It felt good to have so much more free time left before work. And it felt bad in a way, because I knew of all the evil and decadence I could probably get into during that time, especially in the mental place I was going forward. That I knew it was probably going to be nothing but eating and sleeping. And if you wake up, you ain't going to be able to go back to sleep, so probably going to be eating. I think I did a lot of that. Anyhow, I think I'll talk to y'all enough today. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like something that somebody cool doing this would say. And, you know, it's all about being cool, if you know that or not. Oops, don't know what happened. I think the last thing I was talking about was being cool. Is it all about being cool? What is cool? I just thought there's two types of cool. Cool in the sense that you're describing like an actor or a coolness that can be evidently seen in a slickness and a stereotypical like 007 James Bond kind of cool, you know, just kind of in place. Then there's also a cool to where it's internal, to where you just got your stuff so together, you know who you are to a point that your confidence comes off as being so ingrained in who you are, that you're just so confident and relaxed in what's going on and who you are, that can project or be another type of cool. You know, where you just have a, you know, you don't quite know your place, but you're happy with your standing. feel like you understand where you are, who you are, and you have a confidence that could be tangibly seen when you walk in a room before you even say anything. That's kind of a cool too, other than, you know, the slick TV, stereotypical cool, you know, with like a slick cigarette and a slick hat, little cool little walk, you know. I don't know. I don't even know why I started talking about that. Anyway, swing on y'all two times. Happy Monday, y'all. Happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday. Happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Swinging on y'all twice. For me, for the funk, for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. It's an hypothesis of all as one. A theory of universe in the totality of it all, y'all. Come on.